a London musician who was not yet a musician attended a party for the Rolling Stones, and she was quickly discovered by the Rolling Stones manager. Since 1964, Marianne Faithfull has survived so much. She has survived major substance abuse and addiction. She is a cancer survivor. She suffered from emphysema. She suffered from hepatitis C, and yet she always continued to march on. Hell, she survived Mick Jagger with her largely publicized relationship with Mick Jagger in the late 60s. A relationship, in fact, that spurred her into major addictions and substance abuse. But always, she was a survivor. It was in 2020 that it was announced that Marianne Faithfull was hospitalized with pneumonia as a result of COVID. And from that, she became a long COVID patient. And I'm assuming that is kind of what happened in the end. In fact, it was just last year that a tribute album was released to help raise funds for Marianne Faithfull's medical bills. So it was coming, it was expected, but it still breaks my heart. Marianne Faithfull is a true rebel girl. Thinking of her career, probably the strongest point where she did prove to be a true survivor would have been in the mid-1980s, after over a decade of battling with addiction and substance abuse. Marianne Faithfull finally was able to crawl out of it and crawl back into the music industry. The decade of that abuse took a toll on her vocals. Prior to that, she was this sweet song, British songbird, almost twee in her vocals. And then it was pure gravel in the way that you would just want this rebel girl to be. And with that voice came new attitude and new perspective. A woman scorned and willing to put it into music. Her comeback album is called Broken English, and that's where we're going to start the tribute with. But again, this singer, actor, writer is an absolute survivor. And we've always cherished Marianne Faithfull, and we will continue to do so here on Girly So Groovy. set of songs, we say goodbye to singer, actor, writer, Marianne Faithfull, a longtime hero here on Girly So Groovy. A recently passed away Marianne Faithfull, leaving us with a long legacy of music. One of Marianne Faithfull's uncanny strengths was her ability to recognize who was a trendy musician at the time. She would reach out to that musician to work with. Marianne Faithfull was not really a songwriter. She was a singer and needed that help, needed a little help from her friends. So over her career, Marianne Faithfull found herself, even just in the last 25 years, found herself working with the likes of Beck, Jarvis Cocker, PJ Harvey, Nick Cave, Billy Corgan, and on this particular track we just heard, we find Marianne Faithfull working with Blur. The song is called Kissin' Time. That is the title track from Marianne Faithfull's 2001 album, Kissin' Time. In the middle, it is Cat Power teaming up with Iggy Pop. Together, the two were included in the recent tribute album, The Faithfull, a tribute to Marianne Faithfull. It was released in 2023 as a fundraiser for Marianne Faithfull's medical bills as she was fighting with long COVID. And then starting that set off, it is Marianne Faithfull at one of her best moments, her breakout comeback moment, Broken English. You know, I looked back at that date. I said earlier mid-80s, completely forgot. No, Broken English came out in 1979. There is such a dark electronic post-punk kind of influence to that song that just absolutely love it. The song is called Broken English. It is the title track to Marianne Faithfull's comeback album, Broken English. We say goodbye, but we will still honor, celebrate, and shine Marianne Faithfull here on future episodes of Girly So Groovy. Hey, at the end of 2024, we counted down our top 10 Girly So Grooviest albums of the year. In fact, we also did that, we do that every year. But anyways, one of the bands included in our top 10 is Naked Roommate. 4 years ago, Oakland, California art punk quartet Naked Roommate knocked me over with their wonderfully weird dance punk. And 4 years later, they just returned this past fall with their sophomore album, Pass the Loofah. The band turns up the danceability and includes a horn section to bring greater percussion to the album. It is just, it's fun, weird dance punk music. It's Naked Roommate right now here on Girly So Groovy.
1, 2, 3, 4. I count mountains. 1, 2, 3. Counter. You're a cool thing. Count mountains. 1, 2, 3, 4. I count mountains. 1, 2, 3. Counter. You're a cool thing. Count mountains. 1, 2, 3, 4. I count mountains. 1, 2, 3. Counter. You're a cool thing.
Music right there from the experimental rock duo Water From Your Eyes. This is a band that deliver on a contagious mix of avant-garde, dance punk, and indie rock sounds. We heard the song Barley. That's from the duo's most recent album, Everyone's Crushed. In the middle, it is music from the iconic dance punk band La Tigra. This time we heard the song Feminist Sweepstakes. That's from... No. We heard the song Fake French from the album Feminist Sweepstakes. Yes, I know what I'm talking about. And then we kicked off that set with music. New music from Oakland, California dance rock band Naked Roommate. Their new sophomore album was released back in the fall. It is called Pass the Loofah. And we heard the song No Kicker. It's the opening track, actually, to the album. One of the albums, in fact, that we included in our top 10 list for best albums of 2024. Okay, speaking of new music, we've got lots more new music coming up in the next 30 minutes. I've got music on the way from the Pack AD, Deer Rouge, Property. It's definitely going to be a real indie rock mix up next in the last half hour here on Girly So Groovy, starting with Vancouver D. DIY Feminist Punk Quintet, Roswit. They're up next here on You Know It, I Know It, We Love It, Girly So Groovy.
Yeah.
set absolutely showcases music coast to coast across Canada, as far east as we can get, with St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador music from the post-punk trio Property. The song is called In Gloom. You can find that on the band's album Think Electric. And then going all the way to the west coast over to Vancouver, it is music from Vancouver indie rock duo Yesterday's Man. They released a new album just last month in January. The album is self-titled. We heard the song Fly Through Me. And when I think about it, that is our first album of 2025 to feature here on Girly So Groovy. So congratulations, Yesterday's Man. Not only are you making your Girly So Groovy radio debut, you are bringing the first 2025 album to the party. And then, of course, we started that set with music from another Vancouver act. It is the Vancouver indie rock quintet Roswit. Their album is called Eternal Living. They released it back in the fall. We heard the song Dreamer Song. I can't get over the vocalist for Roswit. How much I hear Kathleen Hanna of La Tigra and Bikini Kill in those vocals. Okay, where to next? We're going to definitely continue this indie rock party. Another act making their Girly So Groovy radio debut is a Montreal rock and roll sensation duo known as Les Deluxe. They bring garage rock, rhythm and blues, glamour rock, all to the music that they make. Here we go. Les Deluxe making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. Music to make you move right now here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back. mind, you are filled of toxic masculinity and you just want to rock it all the way, well then you've tuned to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, right there, music from Vancouver, indie rock, power punk duo, Dear Rouge. Their new album is called Lonesome High. We heard the song Wallpaper. Dear Rouge are touring across Canada in support of the new album with dates in Alberta, Saskatchewan, Ontario. For our listeners to Girly So Groovy in the Vancouver area, you can catch Dear Rouge at the Commodore Ballroom on April 10th. In the middle, it is music from a band that follows in the footsteps of acts like White Stripes and the Black Keys. It is the power duo known as the Pack AD. The duo combine blues and garage punk with just absolute boldness in such fun ways. We heard the song Dollhouse. That is the title track from the duo's album Dollhouse. And then before the Pack AD, it is a Montreal duo making their Girly So Groovy radio debut, Les Deluxe. They are from Montreal. They have a new EP out called Pleasure Doing Business. We heard the song Coming In Hot. I absolutely love the vocals, the energy, the aesthetic. They are coming in hot. And if this is their EP, I cannot wait to hear what they will deliver on a debut full-length album. Hopefully that comes from the band. Again, Les Deluxe. Well, friends, we are at my least favorite time of the week. We are wrapping up this episode of Girly So Groovy. Don't forget, if you'd like to stay in touch with the show all week long, find us on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we are on Facebook, simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. With those social media channels, you can message me anytime for any request that you have for the program, or you can check out the playlist in print when I stumble and mumble my way across things. You'll see it in print. You'll find links to the bands and musicians, and best of all, you'll find links to the Mixcloud listening page. So what is that? I tell you this week after week, Mixcloud is that free online website where you can catch the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Whether you tuned in for a few minutes, the full 2 hours, or nearly 24 years, I cannot say thank you enough. This show is truly nothing without you, the loyal listener. Girly So Groovy started back in 2001 in the Windsor and Detroit listening area at CJAM 99.1 FM. That has been our mothership ever since, and now we are syndicated across Canada, coast to coast, and into the United States, featured on 19 community and campus radio stations. Whether you're catching us on your favorite station or online through Mixcloud, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, let's wrap this episode up. Krisha is a punk rock trio hailing from Quebec City. Their latest album is called Fille Poupée. I'm going to leave you with their song, Degeneré. Krisha here on Girly So Groovy. Thanks for tuning in. I said this last week, I'll say it again. Remember, darlings, you are stronger than the news. You are more dynamic than anything you see on social media. Here is Krisha here on Girly So Groovy. We'll be right back.
oldest campus radio station, well, sign up to volunteer with CFRC 101.9 FM today. We're always looking for new volunteers, and we offer a free training program, so no experience in radio production is necessary. You can start your own radio show or podcast, contribute to our news collective, help us sort through music sent to us by record labels and artists, help plan events, record PSAs for us, and even more. Reach out to our programming manager, Alex Fernandez, via email at programs@cfrc.ca for more information, or visit our website at cfrc.ca/volunteer and sign up today.
Hi, I'm Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by our friends at Modern City Taxi, we're pleased to present a selection from Morio, the first full-length album by Kingston artist Lucas Wimmer. Performed, recorded, mixed, and mastered entirely by him in his home studio, this album is a departure from his previous releases and projects with a focus on songwriting. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Morio by Lucas Wimmer on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it here called Let Go, with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Sometimes bad.